Hi, welcome to Deep Into Sleep podcast. I'm Dr. Yi Shan, a board-certified behavioral sleep medicine specialist. So I posted an online survey on my YouTube channel at Dr. Yi Shan. I try to understand what topics you are interested in the most. So far, 19% of the participants who answered this survey want to hear more about different sleep disorders. As you may know, two of my clinical specialties are behavioral sleep medicine and sex therapy. There is this one sleep disorder really covers knowledge from both sleep medicine and sex medicine. It is called sexsomnia. So today, I want to share some interesting stories about this disorder and offer some coping tips. Before we get started, I want to take a moment thanking Cozy Earth for sending me a very nice bed set to try. So it's a set of bed sheets with two pillowcases in clay color and looks very pretty on my bed. Also feels so soft at night. I have more than 10 different bed sets, including another Cozy Earth set from last year, and most of them are made in cotton. But Cozy Earth is different. According to their website, they are made from soft and sustainable viscose from bamboo fabrics, with some kind of temperature regulating feature. So far, they are my favorite. So after using their different products for the past year and trying this new set for a week, I definitely think, personally, they are softer than my other cotton bed sheets. And when I try to have my electronic blankets on, you know, it's warm. And then other bed sheets used to make me sweaty and sometimes feel too hot and the air cannot really get out easily. But when I try Cozy Earth bed sheets recently, it brings a better air ventilating feature somehow. It's just overall a more cool and comfortable experience for myself. So right now, they are offering a 35% off discount for all my listeners before April 10th. The coupon code is Deep Sleep. They also have a 10-year warranty on their products, and you can try their products for 100 nights. If you don't like it, you can send it back for a full refund. I have a mattress with similar policy. I always admire companies offering such kind of policy because that shows me how confident they are with their own product. Have you heard of this? Someone have sex with others in the middle of sleep, but they don't remember it at all after waking up. Is that possible? Is that real? Well, this could be real, and it's a type of sleep disorder called sexsomnia. So there are some interesting news about this. In Sweden, a 26-year-old man was accused to rape someone in the middle of the night, and he was sentenced for 2 years in the prison. But then a sleep expert evaluated him and decided he actually could be diagnosed as sexsomnia because his previous partners reported similar behaviors of him in the past. Then he was let go, free of charge, in America. A mid-aged woman, 42 years old, often several hours into sleep, she starts talking dirty talks and touching herself, touching her husband, and often the husband end up having sex with her. But when she woke up, she did not remember anything. Sometimes she even blamed the husband to be too aggressive and force her into sex. They argued a lot about this, and the husband felt really frustrated. So these cases, they are all diagnosed as sexsomnia. It's actually a clinical sleep disorder. It's part of and belongs to non-REM parasomnia category. It means this kind of sleep disorder happens in our deep sleep, but not when we dream. And also, men and women who have this disorder, they have different symptoms. So in 2023, there's a review paper published and reviewed all the current available 200 cases. Among those cases, more than 80% are men and 16% are women. So for the men with sexsomnia, they often would initiate intercourse in the middle of sleep. Sometimes they could even be aggressive. And for women, the more common symptoms are moaning, touching, or masturbating. So why people would have sexsomnia? Is that because their sexual partners did not satisfy their sexual needs when they are awake? So they have to seek out this unmet desire in the middle of sleep? So far, there's no research or any clinical evidence link these two together. So basically, your sex life when you are awake has nothing to do with the chance of you having sexsomnia. Actually, the first ever reported case for sex insomnia happened in 1986 in Singapore. So that couple, they said they have really good and regular satisfying sex. But no matter how many sex they have right before sleep, the husband often would start masturbating in the middle of sleep, and he did not remember anything after waking up. And that really frustrated the wife. And you can imagine how this kind of symptom can really stress out a relationship. So in 2010, there was a research targeting this population and found people with sexsomnia, they did rate much lower on sexual satisfaction and relationship satisfaction than other people who do not have these symptoms. Is sexsomnia linked to early childhood trauma? Again, there's no evidence for that, because a lot of such cases, they don't report any sexual traumas or early childhood trauma. But what sleep doctors do know is if you have some other type of sleep disorder, especially some other type of non-REM parasomnia, for example, sleepwalking, sleep talking, sleep eating, then your chance of having sexsomnia is much higher than others. If you or someone you know are suffering from sexsomnia, what can you do? Here, I want to give you 5 suggestions to get you started. First, please make sure you get enough sleep every day, because sleep deprivation definitely make your symptoms worse. Second, avoid alcohol, smoking, or even sleeping pills. All this may make your symptoms worse. Third, when someone is in the middle of a sexsomnia episode, try not to wake them up. This kind of sudden wake up may make them really confused, and some people may even react aggressively, try to protect themselves unconsciously, and that may hurt people around them. Fourth, check your current stress level and your emotion regulation skills. We already know stress and high emotions can all contribute to more frequent symptoms. So if you really need, consider seeing a psychotherapist or a life coach to help you learn how to cope with the current stress. If you can reduce the stress and regulate your emotions better, that definitely can help you ease the symptoms. 5, please seek out professional help. Go to a sleep center, talk to a sleep doctor, and check out whether you have any other sleep disorders, because sexsomnia often overlap with many other sleep disorders. You're gonna need to diagnose first and then understand what are the best treatment options. There are some medication intervention options available for sexsomnia. And when you talk to a doctor, they will help you, guide you through the literature and what are the options you can consider. So have you ever encountered sexsomnia yourself? What do you think about it? Welcome to leave a message down below. Let me know. I'm Dr. Li Shen. If you have insomnia, I also have a CBTI insomnia course. Okay, thank you for watching and listening. I will see you next time. Bye.
Sleep is an individual thing. We all sleep differently. And there is so much we can do to improve sleep quality. Keep hope and carry on. This podcast is for general informational purpose only and does not include the practice of medicine or other health professional services. Usage of the information we share is at the listener's own risk. And our content does not intend to be a substitute for any medical and professional services, diagnoses, and treatment. Please seek professional health services as needed.